You're listening to eDurus.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sadaqallahu al-Azim wa sadaqa rasuluhu al-Nabiyyul Kareem. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, one very unique form of worship in Islam is in the form of sending salatu wa salam upon our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mustaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam, as in sending peace and greetings, salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, the people of the subcontinent from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, we are more familiar with the term Durood Sharif. And so basically Durood Sharif in Urdu means sending salatu wa salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is such an important supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included durood to be in salah that we read. And so we read durood or salatu wa salam in every last raka'at of the prayers. In every last raka'at of every prayer, be it sunnah mu'akkada, your nawafil, or your fara'is. And after tashahud, we have to read durood sharif or salatu wassalam, send salatu wassalam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why, according to the majority of the scholars, that after tashahud, for a person to read durood, that is sunnate mu'akkadah. According to majority of the scholars, it is sunnah muakkada to read durood sharif. However, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, they are of the opinion that it is not sunnah muakkada, but it is very important, as in wajib, and such wujub that if someone was to miss out from durood, or if they were to abandon or omit the recitation of the durood, they would have to recite and repeat this salah again. That is in the fiqh of Hanabila and the Shawafi'. So in any case, durood sharif is a very important section of the salah, which Sharia has placed towards the end. And the durood that we read in our salah is a durood that we know as durood-e-Ibrahim. Durood-e-Ibrahim. The salutations in which the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam has been mentioned. Now, what is the history? What is the reason behind selecting this durood, durood-e-Ibrahimi, in your salah when we read. When the verses of Surah Ahzab were revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very famous ayat of the Quran, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Very famous ayat of the Quran. When this ayat kareema was revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers that they are to send salat and salam upon their Nabi, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this ayat was revealed, in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, there are many narrations, but the famous one is the hadith narrated by Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Ujra, Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala an. He is the narrator of the hadith, and he says that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us, we said to him, Kad alimna kayfa nusallimu alayk, O Nabi of Allah, we know how to make salam to you, that when you are in front of us, we say Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. In our tashahud, we even say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. But in the ayat of the Quran, Allah has said, send salat and salam. So we know how to do salam to you. But how do we send salat to you? What is the procedure and the method of sending salat to you? At that point, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the companions, كَيْفَ فَكَيْفَ نُسَلِّي عَلَيْكَ. To that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read in front of them, send durood upon me in this manner. And he read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And this entire durood is named as Durood-e-Ibrahimi or Durood-e-Ibrahim. And that is why unanimously the scholars agree that the most elevated and a very high ranked Durood, Salatu wassalam, amongst the many Durood that are even narrated by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Durood-e-Ibrahim is right at the top. It is the highest form of durood that a person can read. The highest form. In fact, some of the fuqaha have said that if someone was to take a qasam and say that I take a qasam that I will read the best and the most highest form of durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's easy for them only to read Durood-e-Ibrahim. That is why even in the madaris, from a very young age, you will find that in all of the books, there is only one durood that is mentioned, and that durood is Durood-e-Ibrahim. Because it is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh. Ka'ab ibn Ujra says that a direct question was put to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how are we to read salat upon you? How are we to send salutations upon you? To that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read Durood-e-Ibrahim. So this is something which is very, very important for us to understand. So this is again the backdrop, the shane nuzul of this ayat kareema, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And the reason why we read after tashahud Durood-e-Ibrahim, because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Now, if we look into the words of Durood-e Ibrahim, very simple, just one or two words that are new. We begin with the word Allahumma. The word Allahumma. Allahumma is a very unique word. Very unique word. That is why the best form of dua is a dua in which first the name of Allah is mentioned. First the name of Allah is mentioned. If you look at the Quranic pattern, you will find again that generally the dua will begin with the word Rabb. Rabb, Rabbana la tuzik, Rabbana atina, Rabbana la tuakhizna, Rabbana innaka, Rabbana hablana. All of these dua, Rabbana srif anna. Generally, you will find that the name of Allah is in the beginning. That has always been the case. So, even when you make a dua, Allahumma, as in, O Allah. The singular form of Allahumma is Allahu. What is it? Ya Allah. O Allahu. But the plural form is Allahumma. And the beauty of saying Allahumma is that you are not just taking the name of Allah, but adding the word Humma, that includes all of the Asma'ul Husna. That includes all of the Asma'ul Husna. So when you say Allahumma, it means, O Allah, including all of the attributive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are saying Allah, the one who is Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Quddus, Salam, Mu'min, Muhaymin, Aziz, Jabbar, Mutakabbir, Khalik, Bari, Musawwir, Ghaffar, Kahar, Wahab, Razak, Fattah, Alim, Basit, Khafid. All of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are included in this one word, Allahumma. So how beautiful is that? Imagine that when we read Salah, when we say Allahumma, we are taking all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why a person should abstain from just saying As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Why? By saying As-salatu was-salamu alayka, you are just directly with your own initiative saying something without lending assistance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if you want to send salatu wa salam, as in salat upon me, then durood-e Ibrahim, Ka'b ibn Ujrah. And of course there are many other duroods which should be authentic and they should have a chain of narrators in which it goes back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this durood is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, it does not mean that if a man out of love in the Arabic language, he makes his own durood, and this is out of love, like poetry or whatever he is saying, that he says something that I am sending durood upon you so many times, that is also accepted. But all of the scholars agree that the best form of durood is that durood which comes out from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the best amongst the creation of Allah is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so naturally what he has said is the best. But that option is also there. So when you say Allahumma, it includes all of the sifati names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we say salli, salli. Salli actually comes from the word salat, salawa. Salat has got many meanings. Salat has got many meanings. The most apparent which we understand is the salat that we read. So one salat is of ruku, sujood, the qiyam that we do. That is also salat. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of salat. But in the manner of, in reference to the word yusalluna ala nabi, or in reference to sending salutations to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, salat would mean sending mercy, sending mercy, or sending praises, sending mercy or sending praises. And scholars have even mentioned that it also includes a form of dua. So salat is also a form of dua. You are sending mercy, rahmat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is also dua, and it is also a form of praise. That is the meaning of salutation. Salutation by aap kisi ko salute karte ho. It is a form of greeting. So salutation is a form of greeting. So that is why we need to understand when we say inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Now subhanallah, look at the honor and the maqam and the status that Allah has given to his beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and the angels also send salat upon his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the translation of the first segment of this ayat kareema. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu, verily Allah and his angels, yusalluna ala nabi, yusalluna, and the chosen word is yusalluna. Yusalluna includes all the eras, your present time and your future, as in continuously salat is sent upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now understand that what is meant by Allah sending durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is no one that can force Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samad. So Allah sending salat is of course different to the salat that is in reference to the angels or to the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we say that Allah sends salat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the meaning of salat changes to mercy. So what it means is that Allah's mercy is perpetually showered upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Allah's mercy is upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam continuously. That is the meaning in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending salat or salutations upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And another meaning which is reported by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, that Allah's salat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam means perpetual honor that Allah has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honor is increasing all the time. So for an example, the honor that is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that generally whenever the name of Allah is taken, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also taken. Adhan mein dekh le, the name of Allah comes, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes. You see, now when you, how does azan begin? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Bilal did not begin his azan by saying As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Did he say that? The question is that how does azan end? Can you say it loud, please? Then why does someone who starts off by saying As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, then he starts his azan by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then why does he end his azan by only stopping at La ilaha illallah? Why doesn't he say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? So why do you stop at La ilaha illallah? The answer is because this is what Hazrat Bilal and Sharia has told us. That even when the azan stops, it stops at La ilaha illallah, only at Allah. Here we don't find the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming. If somebody was to say, oh no man, you know what? What's wrong if I just say Muhammad Rasulullah? Aray bhai, what do you mean what's wrong? Sharia kisi ke baap ki to nahi hai na bhai, ke you can do whatever you want. You have to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the fuqaha and the jurists are there. And so understand, my respected brothers and elders, as we learn the masail, it is very, very important also for us to understand the aqeedah points of view, which is very important. Very, very important. A lot of people, Allahu Akbar, the shaitan misguides them. Misguides them. Follow the pristine teachings of our shuyukh. And shuyukh as in upon which the fatwa is, upon which the... Otherwise you will always find a lot of independent opinions, a lot of people. You'll find 10 muftis who will say 10 different things. But it doesn't mean you go and select your 10 muftis. It means you select that mufti who is mufti of the city, mufti of the town, a recognized mufti, and his stamp and his endorsement works. So what he says, that is the fatwa. That is the fatwa. So understand this, my respected brothers and elders, which is very, very important. And so Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has said, this refers to the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor that is given to him, that he will be given the highest form of shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah, the highest form of intercession. What is it? Intercession. That is why durood is a must for a man to continuously read durood sharif. That should be part of his life. That should be his routine during the day. During the day, there was a man. He saw a dream, and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him. And this person started crying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream and said, Hazrat, you know, I fear I'm in debt. I fear I'm in debt. And I have no livelihood. It's very difficult for me to repay. And so I ask you to assist me. And he was asking who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very pious man. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him in the dream that go to Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. Go to Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, the king of the time, and tell him that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given an order that the Sultan must pay off your debt. Sultan must pay off your debt. भाई आप ऐसा ड्रीम नकल मत करना, डर लगता है कभी कभी ऐसा बोलना भी. You get some, you know, Ali Jali peers, they just love talking about dreams, you know. The charlatans that you'll find. They like to take control of people by dreams. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And so this man said, Hazrat, if I go to the king and I say that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me, he might question me that what is the dalil, what is the proof? What is the proof? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if he is to ask you, then tell him that the proof is that Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi every night sends 30,000 durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a secret that nobody knows except for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. Every night he is sending 30,000 durood. So this man went to Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. So Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi was a clever man. He said, bhai, what's this? What is your proof? He said, Hazrat, before you sleep, 30,000 durood. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi started crying. He says, oh ho, this was a secret. Only Allah knew of my amal. Imagine, these were great kings. But yet their connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so strong. Today, we take ourselves to be so busy that even when it's your wazifa, your ma'mool, when our shuyukh give you ma'mool that read 100 times Durood Sharif, sometimes we miss that out. Just reading 100 times Durood Sharif can be a mission. Imagine that. Allahu Akbar. That is why the likes of Imam Bukhari or Bukhari Sharif, it took him 16 to 17 years to compile. 16 to 17 years. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this honor. Every alim of the world today does not get the certificate, the shahadat of alamiya, that he is a scholar, until he goes to this great book of Imam Bukhari. And the person who teaches Bukhari, all of a sudden is given the title as Sheikh al-Hadith. Allahu Akbar. What honor. 16, 17 years Imam Bukhari. Every and each hadith he would present in the court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? That only Allah knows their connection. And only when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give him an answer in the affirmative, that hadith was included in his book. These were the great scholars. Their ruhaniyats, their connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was incredible. These were just incredible people. And one way of really solidifying your relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is through this method, through this act of worship, which is durood, sending durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allahumma salli, when Allah sends, it's a different meaning. And what do the angels send when they send salat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are making dua for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are they doing? Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala an says that every day 70,000 malaika angels descend from the heavens and they come and they enter the Hujra Sharif, the Rawza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 70,000 open their wings. What do they do? 70,000 open their wings and they get close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wings are on top of each other, heavenly wings. 70,000, and until the evening their duty is nothing but to send salat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they make dua of raf'i darajat. A Nabi is ma'asum. What is he? So what are you making dua for him for? He's ma'asum? No. For the continuous elevation in ranking of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Urdu, what we would say, raf'i darajat. Raf'i darajat. For the elevation of his ranking continuously, that is the dua they make. 70,000. And then in the evening, another 70,000 come, and these 70,000 go back up. In the riwayat, it comes that they are only given an opportunity once in a lifetime, only one session. How many? One session. That they come there and they come as close as they can to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one session. To date, approximately, possibly, more than 70 billion malaika angels must have come to the Rawza Athar. More than 70 billion. Allah knows until the day of Qiyamah how many will come. That is the maqam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as for the common man, his followers, when Allah commands us that we are to send salatu wa salam upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means a lot of things. It means dua. And it also means salutations, as in praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you are also making dua for your Nabi, that Ya Allah, increase our Nabi all the time in his ranking, in his darajat, You are making a dua for your Nabi, and at the same time you are also praising your Nabi. So continuously you are also praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the message, this is the meaning of sending durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So durood Ibrahim means, O Allah, send salutations or send your mercy upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family, like how you have sent mercy or salutations upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. And then the other part of durood is, Allahumma barik, O Allah, bless the family of Rasulullah, including Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like you have blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Now, why is it that in the durood only the name of one Nabi is mentioned? Just a few more minutes, my brothers, inshallah, if I can have your concentration, inshallah, few more minutes. Why is it that from a list of all the prophets that have come, only Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned? Many answers are given by the scholars. One answer is that after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the highest ranked Nabi is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the highest ranked Nabi is who? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasallam. Secondly, the scholars have mentioned that in lieu of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that after the completion of Khane-e-Kaaba, the construction, he made a dua remembering Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recorded in Surah Al-Baqarah, and he said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Allah, send a Nabi to these people, to the people of Arabia. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Make tazkiyah, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam purifies them. This purification is very important also, my respected brothers. At times outwardly we seem to be like Junaid Baghdadi and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, but inside there could be a Fir'aun that's hiding. Forgive me to say that. But your true colors are only shown at the right moment when you're tested. At the right moment when you're tested. That is the time your true colors. That is why, main kehta hoon, these majalis that you sit with the scholars are priceless. Priceless. Allahu Akbar. They make you strong. They make tazkiyah. They purify you slowly from inside. This is tazkiyah. This is the whole idea. This is what Allah's Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salam's first thing he said, make them clean from inside. When that is clean, everything becomes easy. And so he made a dua. So in lieu of that, the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in the form of durood. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say to the people, Ana da'watu abi Ibrahim. I am the dua of my father Ibrahim. I am the dua of my father Ibrahim. And also in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin, that, O Allah, make my mentioning a favorable word of those who come towards the end. Make my name a favorable word of those who come towards the end. So, akhir mein aane wali, it was this ummah. And this was his dua. A man who went through a lot of difficulties. His entire life was of trials and tribulations. Ab dekh le puri zindagi. And scholars have even mentioned that once Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam saw a dream that he is in Jannah, and he looked at all of the trees of Jannah. Upon every tree of Jannah was written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. So when he saw that the Kalimah Tayyiba is written on the trees, he made the dua that, Ya Allah, let me also be connected. Let me also be connected with the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are connected to this great Nabi. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepted his dua. That is why the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are asked that every time you read durood, don't forget this great Nabi whose name is Ibrahim. Another reason the scholars have also mentioned that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in the heavens, when Allah's Nabi met him, when Allah's Nabi met Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that go and give my message to your ummah. That go and give my message to your ummah. What was the message? Next week. No. The message was, he said to the people, tell your followers, al-jannatu kay'anun. Al-jannatu kay'anun. That one section of Jannah is uncultivated. It is uncultivated, it is completely flat land. And so Allah has given the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this honor, that every time they do the tasbih and the zikr of Allah, trees are planted there, palaces are constructed there, and all of the zikr and the good deeds that you do, Your property is not in Dubai, in Jannatul Firdaus by. This is a great investment in Jannatul Firdaus, huh? Somebody was saying Dubai, Dubghe, Dubghe. This is more on an outsub style. Dubai, Dubghe. I said, don't say that. Don't say that. Make dua, Allah give a lot of wealth to the Muslim. Make dua. Allah open dunya for the Muslimin today. Allah give all the Muslims good jobs. MashaAllah, they are employed. They are not muhtaj of anybody. MashaAllah, Allah make us people that we give zakat. We become people that give and not the people that we receive. That people look at us and say, these are the most hospitable and people who give, generous people who give in the path of Allah. But the wealth that will also bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with taqwa. So this is something very important. So he gave a message. Tell them that Jannat is uncultivated, by it's empty. And Allah is giving all of you the opportunity. The more zikr you do, as it comes in the hadith, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, trees are planted for you. Palaces, subhanallah, construction takes place. Sometimes it's half, sometimes it's incomplete. Why? Because sometimes what happens, a person started his wazifa and then after 2 months battery flat. And so the roof is not there. It's an open roof. This man is now not making an investment. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, this ummah is an ummah that knows how to do a lot of business. That is why Allah has described this ummah as an ummah who understands tijarat. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Allah has given us the best of both worlds. Dunya bhi khub kamaye, akhirat bhi khub kamaye. Don't be tunnel-visioned individuals. No, Allah gives, Allah ne akal di. Allah has given you sense, work, earn. MashaAllah, look out. But then at the same time, this earning should not take you out from your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise this is wrong. Then this dunya is musibat and wabal. But that dunya that gives you Allah, that is ibadat. That is why Allah's Nabi has said that the businessmen of my ummah, the professionals, the people who have accumulated wealth, and they are muttaqi, on the day of Qiyamah, they will stand with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, we shall complete the other part of salatu wa salam in the next session. Allah hareeku tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله يا رحمان يا رحيم، ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما، بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما، بولنے کو قبول فرما، سننے کو قبول فرما. اللہ ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ، توبت النصوحہ کرتے ہیں، صدق دل کے ساتھ توبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ. ماضی میں یا اللہ ہم نے جتنے گناہ کیے یا اللہ ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں، یا اللہ ہمارے ہر ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے، اللہ ہر ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے، صغیرہ گناہ کو معاف فرما دے، کبیرہ گناہ کو معاف فرما دے، اللہ اس طریقے سے معاف فرما دے کہ ہمارے گناہ ہمارے لیے حسنات بن جائے. اللہ تو قادر ہے، مالک ہے، اللہ جب تو رحم کرتا ہے تو گناہ کو بھی نیکیوں میں تبدیل کر دیتا ہے. اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو بھی نیکیوں میں تبدیل فرما دے، اللہ ہمیں مستجاب الدعوات میں سے بنا دے، اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما، اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما، اللہ گھر میں اگر کوئی پریشانی ہے اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما، سحر جادو کی پریشانی ہو یا اللہ جن اور سحر اور جادو اور نظر کی جو پریشانی ہے اس سے ہمیں نجات دے. یا رحمان یا رحیم یا کریم، ہمیں توفیق دے یا اللہ کہ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پر چلنے والے ہم بن جائے. اللہ ہمیں صاحب قرآن بنا، اللہ ہمیں صاحب قرآن بنا، اللہ ہمیں تقوی کی دولت دے، اللہ ہم متقین میں سے بن جائے، اللہ ہمیں ان لوگوں میں سے بنا کہ جب ہم سنیں تو اللہ ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق بھی مل جائے، اللہ ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق بھی مل جائے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.